Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, I'd like to talk about this challenge because I haven't participated in any other challenges before, which is a bum, because I could see Mr. Mustafa is participating in almost every challenge, which is amazing. Amazing. So, bad for me. It's so embarrassing. But in general, yeah, here I am. I like to participate. I like to talk about this specific topic. It is... if you want to give advice to 14-year-old combis, what will you give? Or if I go back 10 years ago, what will I change? The answer is very simple. I don't change anything. I'm not going to change anything. Really, I think that's the beauty of life. Even if you lose... and if you know how to get up, that's going to be beautiful. I think I've lost a lot. I've lost my brother during these years. If I could change it, definitely I would do it. But losing my brother was a huge challenge for me that I overcame myself. Because I was so dependent on my brother. So much. And I just decided to, you know... stand up myself and just do the things which was necessary to at least find my own way. So I started working a little bit, not much, because I couldn't do labor work because of my arms and hands. Unfortunately, I'm not that powerful when it comes to hands. Yeah, but I started understanding life better, because sometimes you feel like, okay, I have my brother, I have my father, I have my mother, but one day you will lose them. And I know it's hard, I know it's somber to talk about these things, and people, they always come and say, no, I don't want to talk about that, I don't want to hear such a thing. But yes, one day all of us will lose people, our loved ones, and that's the thing. And maybe you will die tomorrow, who knows? No one knows, right? So I think if I go back 10 years ago, still I'm going to be the same combis that I am now, because I was some sort of idiot. I found my way a little bit. Still I'm learning, still I'm making mistakes. Just like Gary said, if you're 20 and if you're worried about your future, you're done. You are so young that you can make huge amount of mistakes and find the truth, the true path that you're seeking for. So all right, I have at least right now I'm 24. Next month I'm going to be 25. At least I have 15 more years to make mistakes and find my own path. And when I get 40, maybe I will have my best path possible. So that's the thing. Mistakes are part of life. I think I've done a lot of mistakes. I've saddened a lot of people. I can relate to that pretty much well, because I wasn't very good in relationships. I was with girls and I couldn't keep up the relationships. I made them upset by saying goodbye. Of course, I'm not a bad guy. I would, instead of just playing them, I just said I can't continue that. So that's who I am. I just did it. I made people upset. I'm not going to go back and just say sorry to anyone, because that's what happened, right? You have to face it. And I learned to say no sometimes, which sometimes could be, stressful and bad. But when you learn how to say no, that's going to be beautiful. And I did it. And it was very, very, very good and important for me to do that. So I did that a lot. I made a lot of mistakes. My father was in dire situation. He was in dire need of money. We've had plenty of debt, and I almost lost my father and my mother because of the stress we've had 5 years ago. But here we are. Thank God we survived that. And that's how life works, right? People, they always say, you know, there is everything must be equal, everything must be beautiful, we deserve better, but life won't give a damn. And I learned it during these years, and I found out about that pretty much well. So that's the biggest thing I've learned during these years. And I think that if I can give advice to 14-year-old combis, I definitely would say just keep up. You know, life goes on. Life is sometimes tough. Just don't give up. Just go forward. Just love the things you really love and just continue doing these things. And sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you have a lot of failures, but it is okay. Let people talk about that. Let people say things to you. But it is going to be okay. Just do it. And I think mistakes are the only thing I can recommend to my 14-year-old combis, I think. That's it. That's all I can say. I don't want to make it too long. So, yeah, that's it. I'm waiting for you guys. So, please record. These days I'm super busy, so I will definitely listen to you guys. But I don't know when I'm going to record my voice and respond to you. So please record and let me check you guys out. See you guys later. Ciao.